And now for traffic and transit on the zeros. At this time, there are no reported delays anywhere. We'll have another update for you in 12 minutes.
The House today approves the construction of a new device designed to level off the Earth with a vote before the Senate scheduled for next week. More on this and other stories in just a moment, but first in this late-breaking report, which you will hear nowhere else but 1720 a.m., the days of commercial jetliner crashes may soon become a thing of the past if one U.S. company has its way. At this hour, it appears that Turkey has agreed to become the first suitor to accept the other end of a giant cable that will span across the Atlantic Ocean and connect from LaGuardia Airport in New York to Atatürk Airport in Istanbul. Eye hooks 50 feet in diameter are already being manufactured in a plant in Mechanicsville, New York. With all the details, here's 1720 AM reporter Spec Fillmore.
The hooks, which are made of galvanized steel, are being manufactured to fit onto the tops of pre-existing planes to help cut airline company costs. According to a spokesperson for the factory, this would enable planes to become a flying cable car hybrid of sorts. And in light of all the new magnetic research emerging, some folks here say that these cables may very well make pilots obsolete in the not-too-distant future. Reporting from Mechanicsville, Spec Fillmore, 1720 AM News.
And in a related story, magnets may soon equal time travel. A team of researchers will present their findings on Capitol Hill tomorrow. They intend to prove that the polarity of magnets may be able to propel human beings from one location to another at the speed of sound. These scientists from Pimento University will also demonstrate that with increased government funding, they would be able to generate a magnet with increased power said to be capable of sending humans back and forth in time. As one member of the research contingent told 1720 AM, for more information on this and all of our top stories, visit our website at 1720am.com. 1720am News Time.